Well, we thank you all for joining us. And, again, this is the Master's Call that you have dialed into this morning. My name is Tammy, and I am greeting you from Columbia, South Carolina. And we are trusting in the Lord this Thursday, just thanking God that he gives us a recipe to come up with a new transform us in the Holy Spirit. We thank all of you and welcome you. And I will turn the call over now to our host, Minister Robin. Minister Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you. Thank you so much, Sister Tammy. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Master's Call. And today is Thursday, and we are trusting in the Lord Thursday because we know when we put our trust in him, we cannot go wrong. So we welcome you to the Master's Call. And this awesome, awesome call has been founded by Dr. C.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. It was founded on October 25th, 2010, and we are just so grateful and appreciative for them being sensitive to the voice of God and saying yes to his call, and this call was established. So we say thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And most importantly, thank you, Lord, for loving us that much that you wanted your people to have a call where they can be enriched, enhanced, and empowered as we begin our day. That is our mission statement. That's what we stand on. That's what we do daily as you listen to this call and as you exit this call and you start your day. Our scripture is found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." My favorite scripture is Matthew 6:33. We seek him first, his kingdom, his righteousness, his way of doing things. And he said all these other things will be added unto you. So whatever it is that you're trusting him for, know that your God is going to ensure that it will come to pass. It will manifest in your life. And that's why we cry out to him first thing in the morning, bringing our prayers before him. Our call is daily. We have an email address for you, and our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We invite you to send in your praise reports. We know God is doing some awesome things in your lives. Send that to us. We would love to hear them, even on Friday when we get together and we take our prayer requests. And even if you do have a prayer request, you don't have to wait until Friday. It's great on Friday because we all get together and we come together and pray and we rejoice together. But you can also send it via email, and that is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And if you would like to be a prayer warrior, we've been studying about being transformed and being sensitive to God's voice and also on prayer, just send us a quick note via that email, and we would be glad to get back to you and have you join our team. We also have an awesome website where every single message has been archived for you. And our website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. That is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Invite your friends, invite your family. Look at some of the titles and see what God is saying to you through these messages. And take your time, listen to them, download them, have fun, and impart them in the lives of other individuals also. And there's a thread that brought many of us together, and it's an awesome company called Artists International. Artists International is a health and wellness company, and it was founded by the Diaz de Leon family. And they are Christians. They put God first. And because they have done that, as I said in our scripture and also in my scripture, they put God first, so he is about their business. And Artists International is flourishing. We have distributors, and many of us on this line are distributors, and we call them in from the north, south, east, and west. And if you're not a distributor, we invite you to go back to the person that invited you to the call. Let them tell you about what's going on with our company, what we're doing, all the traveling that's taking place. You can buy two products and get one free. There's just many, many things that are going on. And to my distributors, my coworkers, as we go out here and we tell others about artists, you make sure you go to your back office and look at all the good things that are happening for us because of the Diaz de Leon family being sensitive to God's voice. And right now, I would like to bring one of our prayer intercessors to the line. She's going to open us up in prayer so we can hear the word of God. Minister Candy, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can. God bless you, sis.
Praise God. Father God, we stand to command our morning, and we declare that it is a new day for your glory. Thank you for the vision you gave Pastor PK and Pastor Vanessa. Thank you, Lord, for the vision you gave Antonio Diaz de Leon. Lord, your kingdom is within us, empowering us. Thank you, Lord, that we may heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out demons in Jesus' name. Everything in us and around us that is not according to heaven must bow to Jesus Christ and flee at the mention of his name. You promised that they would not hurt nor destroy in all your holy mountain, and that the lion would lay down with the lamb. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, we evict every spirit that threatens the peace, safety, joy, love, mercy, grace, and blessing of God in and around us. We bind the devil and cast him out in Jesus' name. We loose a blood covering over this call and over every listener today. Father God, we thank you that we enjoy the liberty and the power of your anointing, which destroys every yoke and removes every burden. You bring heaven to earth wherever we go, and your perfect love casts out all fear. Be exalted, Lord God, in all the earth, and restore everything to its rightful order under the authority of Jesus Christ. We keep our foot on the devil's neck and enforce Christ's victory over all principality and power and authority. Thank you, Father, that the ministry that Tiffany is bringing today, the phone lines, and the atmosphere have all been arrested by the Holy Ghost. Lord, have your way this morning. We apply the blood of Jesus and the manifestation of your kingdom in full measure because Jesus reigns and all enemies are under our feet. According to your word, in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. Thank you, Father. I am in agreement with that powerful opening prayer. Well, family, friends, visitors, we are blessed today because we have one of our own on the line. We have Minister Tiffany, who was born and raised in Southern California. She is the proud mom of Master Kalon Taj Williams. He is an avid golfer. She said he is her young man of God in training, and I so love that. Tiffany is a middle child with an older sister named Yvette, and she has a younger brother named Aaron. She also serves as a parent chair of the First Tee of South Los Angeles, and it's a golfing organization, and her son is very active in that organization. She's an artist distributor. She loves to travel. She loves to sing unto the Lord. And without further ado, she is my sister in Christ, my dear friend, Minister Tiffany. Are you there?
I am, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can. I love you. God bless you. It's all yours, sis.
Amen. I love you more. Thank you. Thank you to the Master's Call family. I thank God for each of you this day, all of you who have got in and made it your choice to be here on the Master's Call. To Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, I so thank God daily for you for being the women of God who you are. The real women of God that walk in godly character. And I thank you for being a blessing to my life. To my sisters here on the Master's Call, I thank you, each one of you. And to God be the glory for all the things that he has done for me, because truly he is the head of my life. So this morning I'm going to start off today with a song, and it's been on my heart, and I'm going to just share it with you. Shackled by a heavy burden, beneath the load of guilt and shame. Then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And all the joy that floods my soul, something happened, and now I know he touched me, and he made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And all the joy that floods my soul, something happened, and now I know Jesus touched me, and he made me whole. To God be the glory. The question I have to you, Master's family, today is to be or not to be. To be or not to be. Meaning, I'm going to deal with contentment. Are you really content? Are you content or are you not? Do you see the glass as half full or half empty? A contented person knows that the glass is half full. Contentment is not the same as happiness. Happiness depends on circumstances, wishes granted, goals achieved, gifts given, and things going our way. Contentment takes the more common path, focusing on what you already have instead of trying to get what you want. Make sure that you are setting the proper priorities in your life. God first, God's way, God's purpose, God's plan, God's will, God's thought, God's commitment, and God's relationships in your life. Don't get caught up in what the world is trying to dictate to you, what you need to do and how you need to do it. Make sure you surround yourself with godly relationship, divine appointments. Contentment is a matter of attitude. Contented attitudes come from appreciating the small things, a commonplace of things in life, things that we often take for granted. So the question for you today, to be or not to be? Make God the focal point of your search for contentment. In your private thoughts, you're still trying to order your world so that it is predictable and it feels safe. Not only is this an impossible goal, but it is also counterproductive to spiritual growth. When your private world feels unsteady and you grip God's hand for support, you're living in dependence upon him. You're being content in him. Instead of yearning for a problem-free life, rejoice that trouble can highlight your awareness of God. It's in the times of trouble, it's in time of darkness that we yearn for God, that we run to God, that we seek God. It's when we call out and we say, I need you, Lord. Every hour, I need you. I bless you, Lord. I praise you. I reach out to you. I surrender to you. It's those times where we focus on God. But it shouldn't only be in those times that we yearn to God, we call on God, but we should call on him every day and every hour. Accept the value of the problems that you have in your life and consider them as pure joy. Let me tell you a secret today and promise that you won't tell. That's what you say when you tell somebody a secret. But the secret to contentment is trusting God. It's allowing God to be that sufficient part of your life, finding sufficiency in Christ and what Christ has for you. Let's look at one of my favorite chapters in the Bible, Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 through 15, and I'm going to be reading from the New King James Version. It says, "But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again, though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you have done well that you have shared in my distress." See, when we do this Christian walk, we don't think that we have to suffer. But I don't know why we think that. We don't think that we should have troubles. We don't think that we should be going through this. And, you know, we constantly ask the Lord, "Lord, why are you doing this to me? Why would you allow me to go through this?" Well, look at him on the cross. He suffered for us. And he says we have to. And so your suffering is not long-term. It could be, sometimes it is, because we make it like that because of the decision and choices we make. It doesn't have to be that way. But see, if we just focus on God, and sometimes it's hard to enjoy the, you know, we say the bad situations in our life. But you know what? Don't think about it. Don't put yourself in it. Like I said last week, stay in your lane. Stay in that lane of contentment. You know, God has allowed for you to be in different places at different times in your life, in different seasons, and it's to mature you. It's for his purpose. Many times we don't know what what our purpose is that God has for us. But how are we going to ever find out if we don't even allow him the time to tell us? You know, we're constantly running. Some of us, we get on this call early in the morning. You know, we give God, you know, the first 30 minutes of our day here on the Master's Call. And then after that, it is all she wrote. We're out there and we're on the go. You know, sometimes we don't even go through our day saying, "Lord, you know what? What do you want me to do?" We just go out there with our minds all ready made up as far as what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. But let God be the focal point of your life. Let God give you the answers that you've been searching for. Those of you who have dreams and you don't dream anymore, allow yourself to have those God dreams again. Don't look at what you don't have, but be thankful for what you do have, because, see, God is testing you. If you are going to complain and murmur about the situation that you're in every single day, how do you expect a God like our God to bless you and to increase you more when you can't even be satisfied and content in your present day? I say all the time to my son, get over it. You know what? It's not that serious. You're making it more than what it should be. Get over it and just rejoice in it. No, it may not feel good. No, it may not look good, but rejoice in it because God is in this situation with you. We're not by ourselves. God is with us every single day, and he said he would be with us always until the end of the world. And see, it's not that we press and we make things happen for the now, but we're pressing towards our heavenly goal. Not just for the moment, but we're pressing for that heavenly goal, and that's to be with Jesus Christ. Ecclesiastes 6 and 9 says, "Enjoy what you have rather than desiring what you don't have. Just dreaming about nice things is meaningless. It's like chasing the wind. You know, when you go out there, the wind is blowing. If you put your hand out, can you catch it? Can you stop it? So things that you cannot grab a hold to, just let it go. Just know that you serve a God who is in the blessing business, and he wants to bless you abundantly. And it's not when you want him. He blesses us every day. Each one of us who are on the line this morning, we woke up. And that's truly a blessing. We were able to get up and think, you know, with our own mind, blessing number two. You know, you woke up into a place of safety. You know, are you content where he has you? Maybe your house is not 10 bedrooms and 5 bathrooms. Maybe it's a 1 bedroom with 1 bathroom. But are you content with where God has you? Maybe, you know, some of us didn't make our ranks in Artists International. And, you know, we're being grumpy, or we're saying, you know what, I'm going to quit. I'm just not going to do this business anymore. You know, it's not what I thought it was going to be. Well, you know what? But what did God tell you? Number one, did he tell you to even get into Artists International? Or did you tell yourself? Not even just Artists International, just the things you do on a daily basis, the choices that you make. Did God say it was okay for you to do that? Did you even ask him? See, we need to go back as we're going through this Transform 90. You know, it is. It's mind, body, spirit, not just, you know, our bodies. You know, we're getting all, you know, ultra body cleanses, getting all those toxins out of our systems. But now it's time to get some of that stuff that's clogged up in your mind out. Some of those past disappointments that you've been holding on to for 10 and 15 and 20 years, things that people said that you were not going to be. Well, God didn't tell you that. He said, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. He has validated you even when you were in your mother's womb. So if people tell you what you can't do and what you're not qualified to do, get over it. Let it go. Don't allow it to hold you back anymore, but allow your wings to start to soar above the circumstances, above the situations. Why? Because you are content with Jesus, because he is your supplier. He is your sufficiency. And in him, you can find contentment. Praise God for the gifts he gives each day. Find delight in the small things in life. You know, just the fact that you could go out and breathe the fresh air. Maybe it's not raining outside and the sun is out. Thank you, Lord, for the sunshine. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to go exercise today. Thank you, Lord, that I'm able to operate all the limbs on my body. Thank you, Lord, that I'm able to open up my voice and give you the praise. Thank you, Lord, for protecting my children. Thank you, Lord, that you allow children to be a part of my life. Thank you, Lord, for my parents, allowing them to be here with me, Lord, and me to be here with them, Lord. Thank you for my church family. Thank you for the TMC call. Thank you for my TMC family. Thank you, Lord, for Marie Preston from the north side of town who gets on this call every day and just makes me feel warm and fuzzy. Thank you, Lord. Praise him for the little things. Praise him for the 23-cent check from Artists International. Praise him for the $100,000 check from Artists International. Praise him for whatever the person that knocked on your door and said, you know what, can I bless you with this food today? Praise him because he knows what you need even before you do. Live in the moment instead of worrying about tomorrow. So many times we get caught up in trying to figure out what we're going to do the next day, but don't worry about that. Tomorrow's not promised to you. But what are you going to do today? To be or not to be? Look at ways to share good things with others. Luke 1:53 says, he has satisfied the hungry with good things. God gives us good things all the time. So we need to celebrate in the goodness that he has given us. Share that with others because there's someone else out there looking for a solution, and they have not found Jesus. So their problems are their problems because they have not cast their problems upon the Lord and let the Lord work it out. So I ask you again, TMC family, to be or not to be. As we go through this Transformation 90, this Transform 90 program for Artists International, start to allow yourself to be content and continue to press toward the mark of the high calling. I love each and every single one of you. I pray that God will continue to prosper you, that he will continue to fill your cup with things that only he can fill them up with. Allow those things that you have been holding on to go. Clear the clutter in your life. Clear the toxins in your life. Clear and flee from those relationships that are hindering you, those people who speak into your ear things that you know are not godly. Separate yourself from them and watch God show up and show out in your life. I love each one of you. Have an awesome day and trust God on this Thursday. Back to you, Minister Rodden.
Praise God. Be content. Glory to God. There are so many nuggets, family. Make sure you go back to our website. You can even play our playback number to immediately listen to the call, and that would be 712-432-1085, the same PIN code that you dialed if you would like to listen to this message. Praise God. Minister LaShawn, will you please come forward and close out our prayer request? Minister LaShawn, are you there?
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Amen. Praise God. Father God, thank you for our awesome woman of God, Tiffany. Thank you, Lord, for her creation. Thank you, Lord, for her mind, and thank you for her obedience. Father, Lord God, we come to you this morning humbly and thankfully, the only way we know how, telling you how awesomely wonderful you are, by telling you and thanking you for all the riches and glories you have promised to us. Father God, we thank you so much for the sunshine. We thank you for the rain. We thank you for all the elements you have given us, Father, Lord God. We thank you for our homes. We thank you for our houses. We thank you for the bungalow. Whatever you have blessed us with, Father, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for teaching us how to be grateful and not look at what other people have, but instead embracing the things that we currently have, Father, Lord God. You said do not be jealous of man who obtained things through sin, because that is not the way to go. So we thank you. Whether it's a dollar or $1 million, Father, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you so much for teaching us how to sell our soul out to you so we can live abundantly thereafter. Father, Lord God, we bring to you the utmost praise, the honor, and the glory as we bless you every morning. Father, thank you for guiding us and giving us laser focus. Thank you, Lord, for Holy Ghost blinders, Father, Lord God. Thank you for intentionally showing us how to walk that path and guiding our feet, Father God. Thank you for teaching us that if we have everything that we want in this world through flesh, it is nothing in the afterworld with you. So we thank you for everything you have given us. Everything, Father, Lord God, no matter how it appears to us. So we come to you also thanking you for trusting us for prayer requests with your TMC family. So we already know that they have been sealed and delivered. We thank you for comforting the heart for those who may be mourning the flesh, but knowing and rejoicing they are up there with you, Father, Lord God. We thank you for healing. We know that anything when the name is bowed out to you, so respectfully yours, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for life. We thank you for birth. We thank you for friendship. We thank you for fellowship. We thank you for all that you have given us in our life. We know it's already said and done. So we thank you for the Hayes family, Father, Lord God. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Father, Lord God. We thank you for the Johnson family, Lord God. We thank you for the James family, Lord God. We thank you for everybody who said, Father, I need you, and cried out for help, oh Lord. So amen to you, Father. We thank you. So as we go out and be ministers in the marketplace today and every day, we ask that you remind us, what is our purpose, to be or not to be? Are we in love with you today? Are we on a 45-minute date on Sundays? Or are we in an everlasting relationship with you, Father, Lord God? We choose the everlasting relationship. We love you, we adore you, and we come to you humbly and thankfully again. Amen, amen, amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Thank you, Sister LaShawn, for that prayer. Thank you for opening us up today, Sister Tammy. Thank you, Sister Candy. I'm sorry, thank you, Sister Tammy, for greeting us, and Sister Candy for opening us up in prayer. And to you, Minister Tiffany, thank you for that powerful word of God. To the TMC family, go go out this day, trust in the Lord Thursday. Know that you are that minister in the marketplace, and we will speak with you tomorrow. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.